if you read the numbers out as we go up.
75.
As we come up this little bank.
That's 90.
See how the numbers are increasing significantly now, aren't they?
Albany Green was originally built on, but the houses and shops became derelict and were demolished.
So probably the front walls, old walls of the house are on there, and probably the inside floors there. We'll just take a few more.
On a sunny afternoon in 2016, residents are surveying the green with the help of Tony Roberts, an archaeologist.
We're on Albany Green in an area where in the late 19th century there was a row of five houses here that have long gone. I think they were removed in the 1960s. However, their footprint should still be under the ground. So what we're doing is using a machine here that is a technique called earth resistance. And it puts a little electrical current into the ground in regular spaces. And we can therefore determine where there are walls and where there aren't walls. So hopefully we get a little underground map, or an x-ray if you like, of those old buildings that were here in the 19th century. What readings are you getting there?
That's 88, that was.
Yeah. So we'll probably come off the buildings now, look. And into what was the back garden area.
Alan May ran the Albany Centre with his wife, Janice, from 1987 to 91, bringing a huge variety of arts into the neighbourhood, including on Albany Green.
And as part of the year-round programme, we did a summer a fair on the green, which had stalls, which had live bands, but it was an outdoor party. We used to have an outdoor stage for local bands, but we also used to get theatre groups doing street theatre. There was one memorable year where we had the Black Mime Company, very, very funny, and they did this wonderful outdoor show about black vampires. It was on a stage, and all around the edge were all the local kids, all just like staring in awe up close. But the turnaround was, instead of drinking blood, they snogged. The whole audience just disappeared. It was hilarious. At that time, there were a lot more theatre that was touring around. There was better funding.
Albany Green was also key to St Paul's Carnival, the venue where Montpellier and St Paul's kids headed out.
The wonderful Peter Minshaw, a great Trinidadian designer, was instrumental really in getting me involved in carnival. He'd been brought over to run a carnival camp for St Paul's. Now, remembering at that time, most of the carnival was the kind of on the back of a lorry type carnival. Traditional Trinidadian carnival is on your feet, and you'd only have the band on a lorry. I like that. I don't like the lorry thing. I don't like the fumes. I don't like all the worries about kids falling under the wheels, and it can tend to be really static. So I thought, well, we need to get the schools involved in a walking costume project. So we got a team of artists together. So we had a team that went into all the schools. And then all the costumes towards the weekend would come to the Albany Centre, where we would finish them off. We would assemble on Albany Green and then take off from there. I did have a moment on Stokes Croft a few months ago where this very muscular man came up to me and went, hi Alan. And I finally sort of went through my memory bank of images, and with his prompt, I realised he was from this lovely family in Montpellier. So he would have been 7 or 8. And we're talking like 30 years ago, aren't we? So that's really nice, you know. And lots of good memories.